talking with the experts.
In episode 542, discover the impact of AI on branding, defining your brand essence, and enhancing visibility with Vladimir Botsvets.
Through open-mindedness, long-term thinking, Rose, I have built up my website in 2015 at vladimirbotsvets.com. And, you know, for example, nowadays, when you Google digital marketing, keynote speaker, my website, vladimirbotsvets.com, is ranked number one keynote speaker website on Google. Why? Because I have earned social media world trust. I have earned their trust, you know. So I think it is the best example that I was on a shoestring budget. I had only $5,000, and I have reinvested my last dollar into my website a few years ago because I trusted my journey. I believed in my way. So when you believe, I believe in what I'm doing, Rose, and it is the key to my success.
Talking with the experts.
Looking to elevate your brand? Advertise on Talking with the Experts and reach a global audience. With over 36,000 monthly listeners, your message will resonate with a dedicated and engaged community. Hosted by Rose Davidson, our podcast is ranked in the top 100 in Australia and the top 20 in New Zealand. Boost your brand visibility, connect with potential customers, and drive conversions. Our listeners are eager for innovative solutions and expert insights. Let your brand be the one they trust. Ready to grow with us? To learn more about advertising opportunities, contact us today.
Talking with the experts.
Welcome to Talking with the Experts, where we believe that success is a journey, and every journey is easier with help from friends. That's why we bring you top-notch experts and real business heroes eager to share their lessons from the road to success. We delve into new topics each week: effective marketing strategies, innovative problem solving, financial planning, and team building. We tackle everything you need to know to grow your business and keep it thriving. Whether you dream about launching your first startup or a business veteran looking to shake things up, we've got you covered. With each episode, you'll gain knowledge, boost your confidence, and be inspired to take action. So, grab a coffee, make yourself comfortable, and join our exciting journey. You're not alone in this. We're here, guiding you, cheering for you, and celebrating each milestone. Let's turn your business dreams into reality, starting today. Here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson from rosedavidson.com. Talking with the Experts is all about business by business owners for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. Today, my guest is Vladimir Botsvadze, and we're going to be discussing how we can unleash our digital persona using AI. And it's a very interesting topic because AI hasn't been around for all that long, and a lot of people are becoming more engaged with it. And Vladimir is going to be talking about where AI plays an increasingly significant role building a strong personal brand that has never been more crucial in today's business world. And a little bit about Vladimir, is that he has over 15 years of international experience, and he is a celebrated leading figure in digital transformation and marketing. He's renowned as a top influencer, a keynote speaker, a professor, and a startup advisor. And he has left an indelible mark on the digital industry. He has an outstanding career in the forefront of technology, which has earned him recognition as one of the brightest minds in digital transformation. Welcome, Vladimir, and thank you so much for joining me on Talking with the Experts.
Hi, Rose. Thanks for this invitation. I truly appreciate it. I'm excited and delighted to share my actionable and high-impact strategies with your audience today.
Wonderful. So I would just like to ask you, firstly, how did you end up working in the digital industry? And, you know, why AI and personal branding is, you know, something that you are now a forerunner in?
Yeah. You know, I had this great privilege to live, work, United States, UK. So I was 22 when I moved to the UK. I studied, I worked, and I surrounded myself with right people. I was in the right place at the right time with the right colleagues, you know. And I think it sets the stage for my exponential growth. I have gained momentum. And in 2014, I attended some conferences in Dubai. I understood how important it was to build a personal brand. I instantly hit the ground running on Twitter, and I built my following from 2014 to 2020, from zero followers to 57,000 followers. I was working 16 hours a day. I was creating great content. Communication was a driver of my growth, and I built trust. And as you know, it is the world has a trust crisis in marketing because, as they say, marketers ruin everything, and marketers totally spam consumers. And as you know, so many millions of 750 million consumers have ad blockers on mobile devices, and consumers have a short attention span. So it is getting harder for global brands to connect with consumers. The only competitive advantage in this day and age is building a personal brand and direct communication, because consumers and audiences expect to communicate with companies' founders, because we are in the streaming economy. We watch Netflix and we watch no ads. We listen to Spotify, we listen no ads. Amazon Prime, no ads. Disney Plus, no ads. Audiobooks, no ads. Podcast, no ads. Just imagine that literally brands waste billions of dollars on backward-looking advertising. And I think the best example regarding personal branding is Elon Musk, because, as you know, Tesla does not have an advertising department. And Tesla has become dominant in this automotive industry because of strong personal brand of Elon Musk, because Elon directly communicates with Tesla's owners, builds trust. Elon is transparent. Elon shows his heart, smile, face, and that's why he is trusted by Tesla's consumers, and he builds this consumer loyalty, brand loyalty, and great community, whereas those big brands, automotive brands, continue to depend on backward-looking advertising. And so the market decides what is good and bad. The market decided that Tesla is dominant and not board advisors and not executives. So direct consumer connection is a game. Personal branding is a be all and end all. So whoever takes massive action wins, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, personal branding has become more important to business owners over time, I think, and you know, it's that know, like, trust thing. And you're right about marketing has become a bit of a liability, you know, in the wider sense, because, you know, there are all those scammers and spammers out there that are, you know,
exactly, Rose. You know, I'm a judge for the Webby Awards, and last year I judged more than top 50 most influential podcasts in the United States. You know, so. I mean, brands cross the line with consumers in every way. They spam and disrespect consumers, you know? So how you are going to build trust with consumers if you don't show your heart, smile, face, you know? So Elon Musk is a best example because he curious, he is open-minded, he is not afraid to put in the work, he's not afraid to put in the work. So this is the prime example. Fortune favors the brave, as they say. So he has millions of followers. He's at the forefront and at the vanguard of marketing excellence. And I'm sorry that those traditional automakers still depend on this advertising, and nobody believes, sees, and trust those ads, because advertising steals our time. Advertising steals our time, you know. So even you know that 85 million jobs will be replaced by AI next year. Literally, marketers are losing their jobs. Copywriters are losing their jobs. Coders are losing their jobs. So AI is the tip of the iceberg, and the only sustainable competitive advantage in this day and age where AI is taking your jobs is building a personal brand. Because I think marketing is all about building emotional connections with your audiences, subscribers, and consumers, you know, because Elon Musk has emotional connection with Tesla's owners. That's why he's dominant. I have my emotional connection with my followers. That's why I have been recognized as number one global marketing thought leader by Thinkers360. And when this world was denigrating and belittling social media brand building in 2014, 15, 16, 17, I was working with a vengeance. I was putting in the work. I was connecting with the world. I was curious. I was open-minded. I have learned everything through networking. And I think through networking, you can become anything: mentor, keynote speaker, investor. So I think you are the product of five successful people you surround yourself with, right?
I agree. And you know, people like, you know, the greatest marketers in the world, they're defining their brand essence. But as a business owner, how can we, you know, identify our strengths, our values, and our passions to create this personal brand that, you know, resonates with our audience?
Well, I think everyone needs to put the best foot forward and to be proactive, because content distribution across social media channels is free, whereas it used to cost a fortune to reach global audiences 30 years ago. Nowadays, at no cost, you can reach millions of people if you create great content, you know. So I started my whole journey with a single video, with a single tweet. I was telling my story, you know. Seeing is believing. And when the world believes in what you are doing, they trust you. And I have built trust. And as you know, that this marketing world has a trust crisis, because consumers no longer trust and believe those ads in the streaming economy. And I believe that traditional advertising is overpriced. I would not say that traditional marketing is dead. No, TV advertising, for example, is overpriced. Billboard advertising is overpriced. But I think Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn are underpriced attention. So nowadays, smart, open-minded entrepreneurs are building unicorns and billion-dollar startups because of underpriced attention, Rose. Underpriced attention, you know. For example, Google AdWords were underpriced attention from 2000 to 2005. So Jeff Bezos and Amazon invested millions of dollars in Google Ads to build what Amazon is nowadays. So Google was the number one advertiser on Google AdWords from 2000 to 2005. So if startups truly understand the importance of enterprise attention, they truly build billion-dollar startups. Also, personal branding is a cornerstone of success, you know. So I think anyone should put out in the ballpark of 30, 50 pieces of content across 5, 8, 10 social media channels. It's all about creating content that is in followers' best interests, because so many people are oriented on sales. They are closing. It is a big mistake, you know. We need to provide value. We need to communicate. We need to show gratitude. When someone was retweeting me, liking me, and appreciating, paying attention to my content, I was showing gratitude. So showing gratitude has built my community on Twitter. That's why I built my community to 57,000 followers, you know, because we were exploring the future of marketing together. This was the bedrock of my growth, because I have never depended on advertising. Never, I never spent any dollars on advertising, but through open-mindedness, long-term thinking, Rose, I have built up my website in 2015 at vladimirbotsvate.com. And, you know, for example, nowadays, when you Google digital marketing, keynote speaker, my website, vladimirbotsvate.com, is ranked number one keynote speaker website on Google. Why? Because I have earned social media world trust. I have earned their trust, you know. So I think it is the best example that I was on a shoestring budget. I had only $5,000, and I have reinvested my last dollar into my website a few years ago, because I trusted my journey. I believed in my way. So when you believe, I believe in what I'm doing, Rose. And it is the key to my success, that I know that I build trust. I build. I'm authentic. I was tracking my progress from month to month across. I built my presence across 15 social media channels. This personal brand building journey was very demanding, but when there is a will, there is a way. You know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, having passion in what you do, and showing that passion in, you know, all that you do for your business and within your business is really important. And that is all part of your personal branding, and, you know, and builds that trust with your audience, because if you believe in what you're doing, that shows through whatever it is that you do, through your website, through your content, through, you know.
Thank you. Thank you, Rose. You know, when I, my CV was literally empty in 2014. Just my bachelor's, my master's and PhD degrees, and some experience, you know, from London and Washington, D.C. But I was curious. I was optimistic, you know. So I think that optimistic people create better future, brighter future. And so I think social media put me on the global map. I'm very grateful to all innovators from Silicon Valley, who allowed me to tell my story, to connect with my global audiences, to be a guest on podcasts, to become a board judge, a mentor, a keynote speaker, a invited speaker at top universities worldwide. And I have been featured in magazines. I was recognized, Rose, Excelsior magazine, among top 10 aspiring business leaders, you know, transformative leader, you know. So I think, thank you so much. And I was featured in magazines, and another magazine is Inside Success that featured me, you know, interviewed me two years ago, and recognized me among top 10 inspiring business leaders making a difference, you know. So I think I never paid to be featured in magazines, but they recognize my passion, my commitment, my devotion. And because I'm authentic, and it is very rare nowadays to come across authentic influencers, but I'm very authentic. I have built my trust. I have gained recommendations from top executives from Fortune 500 brands. I was providing value. And I think that I'm a giver, not a taker, you know?
Yeah, that's very important to be not a taker. I just want to touch on a little bit about using AI-powered tools in leveraging, you know, our visibility and our global audience. How can we use AI to gain those insights?
Well, Rose, I think it is amazing, you know, because if writing was not your upside, nowadays, writing is your upside. Anyone can create great content, you know. You know, from 2014 to 2022, I was building my personal brand without AI, ChatGPT, and other tools, you know, because I was my content was human. But nowadays, why copywriters are being replaced by generative AI? Because if I run my small business, I will reduce costs to capitalize on ChatGPT to make headlines, and it helps me when it comes to repetitive tasks, you know? So I will not need to hire marketers, copywriters, and even 41% of code on GitHub has been written by generative AI. Even literally, our digital world that is dominated by influencers and coders, they are replaced by generative AI, you know? So I think generative AI can help you create better content. You can save your time. You can become more efficient in marketing and business. And I think whatever I was doing in 2 weeks, I'm now doing in 1 hour, you know, because I think market research, it helps me to create better content when it comes to creating headlines in repetitive tasks or analyzing consumer data. Also, it helps me a lot in content creation nowadays. So I think that anyone can capitalize on ChatGPT. You know, last year, when I was speaking at Global Event, when I asked my audience and to raise their hands how many people were using generative AI, only 5 people raised their hands, you know, last year, you know. So I think more people need to start using ChatGPT and other generative AI tools on a daily basis to capitalize on these free tools to run their businesses, you know. So I think that what are the some of the top skills, you know? For example, resilience, flexibility, agility, curiosity, and lifelong learning are also very important, you know. So I think we need to be curious on a daily basis. We need to become lifelong learners. You know, we need to be in the listening business because we need to listen to our consumers. And literally, as it is predicted, Rose, more than 90% of content will be created by generative AI next year. 90% of internet content will be created by generative AI, you know?
Yeah, you know, I use ChatGPT quite often. And I love that platform a lot because it does save me a lot of time thinking about how to structure my content, and you know, the words that I need to use sometimes don't come easily. So, you know, when you put the prompt in there and it comes out with this, you know, great blog post or article or whatever, and I love it, you know, and I put my own spin on it in certain places because, you know, AI isn't the be all end all, because you still have to put some personalizations into it so that it doesn't, it reflects,
yes,
what
exactly.
I want to
so
say.
So what is people's excuse that they don't want to use ChatGPT, social media, create content, directly communicate with consumers? And because so many people don't create content, they don't tell their stories. They use social media for personal purposes, not for professional purposes, you know? So I think that I want, through my speeches, I want to bring out the best in people. They need to become more practical in marketing. They need to be become passionate, because I loved my business. I built my personal brand because of my passion, you know. And you know that more than 85% of people don't love what they are doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that the only tiny minority of people succeed because they build their personal brands from their heart. And if people build their personal brand from their head, they don't succeed. But if they build their personal brand from their heart, they succeed because they show their heart, they show their smile, they show their passion. And I think we need to start building our personal brand from our hearts, not from our heads, you know?
Absolutely. No, I totally 100% agree with that. Latimer, you know, you can be found everywhere. You've got a website, you're on X, you're on LinkedIn, you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram, YouTube, and on Medium. My goodness, you know, And you use AI for all of that content that you create on all of those platforms. And that's an absolute mind-blowing amount of places to be posting all your content, honestly. You know, how has AI helped you to create on all of those platforms?
Well, Rose, I think if you check out my Instagram, for example, I posted more than 60,000 times from 2014 to 2022. So I was not using generative AI to help me create content, you know, but I was curious, you know. I sent more than 170,000 tweets, for example, on Twitter from 2014 to 2022, you know. So I was not using generative AI. My content was human, 100%, you know, human. But nowadays, you know, I think, as I mentioned, that generative AI helps me have better ideas in marketing. What kind of content should I post? What blog post should I create on a daily basis? It helps me when it comes to making headlines, effective headlines. And if I plan anything, I can ask ChatGPT any questions. I have great solution, and it can become anyone's helping hand. You know, it can help you. It can assist you helping you connect with your consumers, analyze consumer data, and also market research. And for example, if you ask ChatGPT, who is Vladimir Botswadze? ChatGPT answers that Vladimir is a renowned marketing influencer and sought leader and keynote speaker, you know? So ChatGPT is aware of my personal brand. I'm very delighted, you know? And because I have won 200 global influencer awards, I won 31 speaker awards. I have had 100 media interviews. I have been a guest on more than 50 podcasts. And that's why I earn trust, Rose. I'm in a brand building business. I'm not in the sales business, you know. So I don't send sales pitches to my followers on Twitter, on LinkedIn, or Instagram that you guys book me and pick my brain. No, I give away my best advice for free, Rose, you know.
You've got a mentoring service on your website, Vladimir. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I think mentoring has been a huge part of my business because I believe in giving back. I want to build confidence in the other people that if I can do it, anybody can do it, you know? So I want my audience to, when they return home, to start hitting the ground running, start building personal brands. And as they say, a big ox grow from small acorns. And if they start small, build gradually, thinking in the long term, show more patience, I'm sure that a few years later, they will build a personal brand, you know? So currently, Rose, regarding answering your question, I currently mentor at Techstars, founder Catalyst in Saudi Arabia, where we build unicorns in Saudi. I'm a marketing mentor. I'm also a mentor at Techstars Detroit, powered by JP Morgan, you know, JP Morgan. And I'm very honored that I have this honor and privilege to work as a mentor for the best startup accelerator in the world, you know, Techstars. I'm very honored. I'm also a mentor at Mentor Cruise. Do you know this platform, Mentor Cruise?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, so this is a paid mentorship platform where anyone who is in marketing and business can apply to my mentorship session. So through this mentorship session, I help them build their personal brands, connect with their consumers, build communities, and discover practicality in social media and marketing, you know. So I'm also a mentor at some leading business schools, like at UCLA in California. Also, I'm a mentor at UCL Innovation Enterprise. I'm also a mentor at few startup accelerators in the world. So I think that as I have spearheaded one of the biggest global personal brands on a shoestring budget, I have this practical know-how to give back and to inspire marketing professionals and startup owners through my actionable insights, you know.
Wonderful. Wonderful to hear. Wonderful to know. Vladimir, I guess my final question would be, if you were to advise or give advice or some snippet of knowledge to share with our audience today, what might that be?
Well, I think it is all about self-education. It's all about resilience, flexibility, agility, also lifelong learning, curiosity. We need to become curious on a daily basis. We need to surround ourselves with smarter people, and we should never say that we are smartest. We are smartest in the room. No, we need to become open-minded, and I think that whoever is open-minded, they can learn a great deal from other people. So learn from a great deal from other people, because I believe that through networking, you can gain ground, go places, and move up in the world. And because I believe that networking is everything nowadays, Rose. People we admire in high places nowadays, they never depended on formal education, but they depended on networking. Networking. In America, in Silicon Valley, in Europe, in the UK, everyone we see nowadays in high places, they have taken advantage of networking to build their businesses, you know? So we need to build personal brands. We need to start networking. We need to start showing gratitude. We need to, we should never leave any stone unturned on Google, because I think that Google is your best friend when it comes to exploring new opportunities. Because if you want to speak at global events, if you can Google, for example, marketing events, marketing conferences, digital startup summits, and send your bios to conferences to be invited to speak at a global event. So we need to become more proactive roles, you know, because I think that there are people who graduate from top business schools, they rest on their laurels, and they stop making progress after graduation. But you know, one swallow does not make a summer, you know. So we need to look to our laurels always, and because I believe that there are so many mountains to climb in this world, in technology, in marketing, business. So when you are open-minded, when you are when you show more resilience, when you build your self-esteem, because I think that self-esteem is very important, and also when you reinvest your, I have reinvested my last dollar into my website, you know, because I don't keep up with Jonas's, and I wanted to build my personal brand. I want to stand out. So it is very important to stand out, to build your path rather than follow the crowd, you know, because if you follow the crowd, then you will not go farther than the crowd. But if you stand out, if you believe in what you are doing, when you pave your path, you will go everywhere, you know. So I think that imagination is everything nowadays, and I love the quote. I love this quote of Albert Einstein, who said that imagination will take you everywhere, you know. So I think that my imagination has taken me everywhere, Rose, because I was 18 when I left my country, Georgia, when I moved to the United States. I got my work permit from the State Department. I got my social security card. I was working in Washington, D.C. area, and where I made lifelong friends, and I moved to New York City. And when I was 22, I made my dreams come true by moving to London. And London is a melting pot where you can meet all walks of life. You can build your confidence. You can build your world-class skills to navigate this marketing ecosystem and technology world. And I also attended some conference in Dubai. I understood how important it was to build my personal brand. and at no cost. I built my website. I built my social media. I invested $5,000 in my website, but personal brand building is free on social media. Content distribution is free, so anyone should strike while the iron is hot and make hay while the sun shines to tell their stories, to be in the spotlight and to make themselves conspicuous, you know?
Absolutely. Great advice, Fatima. Thank you for joining me today on Talking With The Experts. It's been an absolute pleasure learning from you about how AI can help our business. And I look
forward to... Thank you so much, Rose. I wish you the best. And I hope that anyone can connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm open to new connections. I'm also available on X at Vlado Botswadze. I am also on Instagram at Vladimir Botswadze. So let's connect and build something great in the future, you know?
Wonderful. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time. Talking with the Experts.